Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
A really, really good game last night down at Truist. I do not know what's going on with this team right now, but I do know one thing. The pitching has come around. Guys, Chris Sale, 6 2/3 of 5-hit baseball, no earned runs, 10 strikeouts. I do believe that's his second strike, double-digit strikeout game. And Chris Sale has allowed 3 earned runs in his last 3 starts.
You guys, and Allie will be good at this. You guys have got to talk me into being happy about this.
You're not?
Yeah, I mean, I am. I'm excited that they got the dub last night. But there were so many depressing moments in this game. Like, yeah. And I know that we go back to this all the time, Bo. We're like, I don't know why I feel like this about the Braves. But, like, time and time again, I'm like, dude, when are they going to threaten a run? You know what I mean? Like, are we just dealing with this thing where Chris Sale is just bound to not get any wins in his career? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just – I don't know. It was frustrating watching these guys at the plate last night. They did try a number of different things. I will give Snitker and company that. There was an attempted bunt. There was, you know, a sack fly, all these things like that. But, man, it was frustrating last night.
But you have to love the drama, Mike. They're always in it.
Yeah.
They're always
in it. The big double from the Big Bear.
And they turn it around. Yeah. And that's what's so exciting about this team is you can never give up on them.
Yeah.
Well, there's some gaping holes in this lineup right now. And they're at spots where there's nothing you can do. I mean, do you have another second baseman that's growing on a tree? Because
and even if you did, you're not getting rid of Albies, right? Right?
Bo.
But right?
I mean, I'm not. I don't know. Let me tell you something.
Mm.
This loyalty that we have to certain players and not others. I mean, I'm on Twitter. I need. I had to have our local Braves resident and expert and insider Grant McCauley come and just basically take up for me the other day with Matt Olson getting
the white
ripped.
Knight that is Grant McCauley.
I mean, defending your honor, Bo. Yeah,
Matt Olson's getting ripped. Actually, well, here's the thing. Grant tweeted about Olson's something about his latest. You know, because Olson at one point had like a 20 game on base streak or some crap, and he's doing a pretty good job of getting on base, whether it's hits or not. You know, I think he was talking about the hard hit balls and how he's producing, but it's not the way we look at it. And somebody goes, oh, well, I don't. The guy's hitting 230 something, and I go, yeah, and his on base percentage is almost 400, which matters. And somebody chimes in, you know, and then it goes back and forth. Well, on base percentage doesn't mean anything. I'm like, you're right. Guys that get on base suck. I mean, they made a whole freaking movie about it. But anyways, Moneyball is basically about.
Are we still guessing who didn't get sleep last night? Or is that
an answer.
So Grant comes back and helps me out. So we're, you know, it was like we were like tagging in and out. We were like an 80s WWE tag team or something. But when my second baseman is making errors in the field and then his own base percentage is around 300 and his batting average is 240 along with that, and he's not hitting home runs and he's not giving me RBIs, I got a problem.
Yeah,
and look, I'm not saying that Matt Olson is free from criticism at all.
Oh, nor should he be.
But my point is We selectively, oh, but I like Ozzy. He smiles. He's happy.
He loves dogs.
Look, and fish. Let's just put it this way, though. We're both going to agree, or all three going to agree, that there is a place in baseball locker rooms for guys that bring good vibes.
Glue guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yes. And I think
Matt Olson bought a guy's suit.
Yeah. I'm not saying and that's awesome. That's good vibes, too. I wouldn't say he's a smile guy, though.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that you're going to be like, oh, man, that guy's just grinning all the time. You know what I mean? Like, he's not really that guy either. But Ozzy Albies is. And I do think that there is something to be said about a guy during the dog days of summer that brings good vibes day in and day out. Lord knows we know it at this station, right? You know, you have to have the good vibe guy.
Here's the problem for me. I love Ozzy. Huge fan. And he was clutch during that run. But so I can't criticize him. Like that's my point. It's like and I noticed it. I called this guy out on Twitter. I was like, dude, why are you specifically going around criticizing certain players but only hammering certain ones? I was like, what's your deal? Like, I mean, you don't like Matt Olson, that's great. He wasn't here for the World Series, that's great. But, you know, we gotta talk about guys. And Austin Riley started off the season brutal. He's been red hot. And Ozuna's cooled off a little bit, but he's still getting on base at an amazing clip. The bad part for Ozzy is he's coming up behind guys who are getting on base a lot. Sean Murphy's cooled off, no doubt about it.
Dude, everybody in that 5-6 realm, Michael Harris included, has been brutal.
Yeah.
They've been brutal.
Michael Harris' on base percentage is .230. No, but he came up clutch last night. So he gets a pass today.
I do want to get to the sound. Michael Harris last night just talking about maybe this double can make you feel good about your performance.
Gives me a lot. I guess early in the game I was a little tense, and those last two at bats I kind of relaxed and really settled in and really trusted myself and got the barrel twice, so I was able to get a run out of one, and I guess you don't get a hit on every barrel you catch, but it just felt good to not really feel it off the barrel, and just know that I put good contact on it.
Allie, we had Grant on probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I had to I made a mistake, and I called Michael Harris Jason Hayward, and it was definitely a mistake. But that's how I have felt about Michael Harris. And I know that we've talked to Grant numerous times where Grant's like, he's going to be a breakout candidate for me until he breaks out. Like, he, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm so frustrated with him. I'm so frustrated with Michael Harris. And I do, like, I'm like, dude, are we just dealing with Jason Hayward all over again, where you come up, huge prospect, love what he's able to do, good, sweet swing, and then it just never gain traction in the major leagues.
But do you think maybe last night – getting that hit is just going to reignite him and bring back Money Mike. That's who we want.
I hope so.
You know what I think will do it? Him stringing together hits. His eye,
him
relaxing at the plate. I like him low. I like him I do like him late in the lineup. To me, he should be the 9-hole guy. That's been the best production we got out of Michael Harris in the 9-hole.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing for me. I got a couple things, though. Real quick, before I want to get to the pitching thing, too, because we need to talk about how good the starting pitching has been recently. But, Mike, remember when you were I want to ask Allie.
Here we go.
Allie, you remember when Mike was whining about, I want a guy that can get on base and put pressure, you know, as a pinch runner?
I'm not sure that was the tone, but I remember.
Yeah. That's how he reads his tweets, too, that
well,
same tone.
Stuart Fairchild was the guy that came in, and he put pressure. He went from first to home.
So you're admitting, this is your weird way of admitting I was right.
What I'm telling you is I was right, and I told you that guy was in the lineup. He was that guy was on the field. I was leaning towards more being Eli White because he's also a quick guy, and I forgot all about Fairchild.
Again, you're saying I was right. Just because you bring up Eli White and it's not Eli White doesn't mean you get to crown
yourself.
There's
a place for guys with a .05 on base percentage. They're called pinch runners. Thank you, Stuart Fairchild.
Completely agree, man.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
But look, in reality, this team is getting good starting pitching. Grant Holmes, if I'm not mistaken, will be on the mound tonight. We need to see that. You know, he had been pretty good. I thought he pitched pretty good against the Dodgers. He's been good as of late. And then you'll have what, Schwellenbach on Thursday. So yeah. This team has a chance, guys. Like they are a one game from 500, and this starting pitching has been really good lately, and you just hope it can continue at least until the bats can kind of pick up, right?
Yeah. Is it weird that I feel better about Holmes right now than Schwellenbach? Like, is it weird that I'm like, dude?
No, it's based on recent performances.
Yeah.
Right.
But here's the thing with Grant Holmes. I think that he just feels like, and maybe it's just his backstory, he just feels like he's pitching over his head. Like, you look at Schwellenbach and you're like, boy, big time prospect. Mm-hmm. You know, live arm, huge repertoire, young kid, ice in his veins. And you look at Grant Holmes, you're like, dude, you spent 9 years in the minors. You have a perm. Like, I don't know what to think. You know what I mean? I'm just feeling my way through this thing. But I feel better about Grant Holmes.
Everybody's path is different. I would say this, though, is I know this sounds screwed up. I've always thought Holmes is like that. Holmes is what you want to be, essentially like a long relief guy.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is you feel better about Elder right now than you do Schwellenbach. That's the bad thing.
That's very, very true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.